أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. Here this is this explanation which is offered as Shaykh Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali. Based on that we see what beautiful teachings the Quran Sharif has taught us here. Hazrat has explained like the farmer who protects his crops with all its details, one particular thing also that he has to save his crops from is weevils, insects, etc., and also the weeds, the roots of the weeds, which will suck up all the water, nourishment that is given, fertilizer that is given for the crops. The weeds, the roots of it suck it up, or the insects eat it up from inside. So there is one great, great harm that comes to man from inside and doesn't even let him grow, especially spiritually, and that is these wasawis. This evil thoughts, evil inspirations which come to a person, which come from shaitan, as we explained here in the surah. So from that also we have to be protected. And the only one who can protect us is the one who knows the inside of ours. And that is nobody else but Allah Ta'ala. And Allah knows us more better than what we know ourselves. And Allah is more closer to us than what we are to ourselves also. So we have to seek protection from Allah Ta'ala. And that also Allah has made it so beautifully in the surah. Allah has explained it. And this could be also understand if we just ponder on the dua that we are taught for the night of 15th of Shaaban. That Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik. O Allah, I seek protection from your forgiveness, from your punishment, from your displeasure. And that is the actions, the work of Allah Ta'ala. And then the next stage is Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik wa'udhu bi ridhaka min sakhatik. And O Allah, I seek in your pleasure, I seek your protection from your displeasure, from your anger. That is the qualities of Allah, the pleasure, displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. And from there, wa'udhu bika minka, I seek your protection from you, of you. That is the Zaat of Allah. So this is from the actions of Allah Ta'ala, going to the quality sifat of Allah, and then to the being of Allah Ta'ala. Here also we are taught first, Rabbin Nas. That is the word, the tarbiyat which Allah makes. So we seek protection of Allah Ta'ala, and in that automatically a person ponders and thinks of how Allah makes our tarbiyat. And what things He has given us. For example, just take one joint in the body of 360, the elbow joint. Without and in effect, it is such a thing that very few people complain of elbow joints. Many will complain of knee joints, back pains, etc., arthritis in the fingers, etc., other things. But the elbow, very seldom will hardly hear anyone complaining. And without the elbow, if we think we can't make sajda also. If there wasn't this joint and the hand was straight, but this joint and the whole life, we don't have to give any service, greasing, oiling to this joint. It's working our whole life. We won't be able to hold the steering of our cars if we haven't had that joint, if our hands were straight. We won't be able to eat also. If our hands were straight, then we won't be able to bring the food to our mouth. We won't be able to take our mouth to the food. We can try it also, that if the hand was just straight. So out of 360 joints, so this one, and then innumerable, as we are sitting here, we think the favors of Allah, oxygen we are breathing, we're not even thinking of it, that Allah has given enough oxygen. And then to take the oxygen, our lungs have to be right. If the lungs are not functioning, the lungs can't take the functioning of the oxygen, our blood won't get purified. The heart's function won't take place. Nothing can happen. That we are sitting cool and calm here now. We got no worries of home. Inshallah, everything is safe. These are all the great, great favors. The earth can shake now and swallow us all up. Earthquakes that come in places. And so all these things that happen, but Allah, this is the tarbiyat of Allah. So from there, then we go on to the next, Malikin Nas. Allah is the King of Kings. As Allah announces, Limanil Mulkul Yawm, Lillahil Wahidil Qahhar. For who is sovereignty today? Solely and only for Allah Ta'ala. It is in reality, man will realize it in the Akhirat. But in this world also reality is that sovereignty is for none other but for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is that King, Malik, that He is Shahnashah. He is the great King. He is Malikul Mulk. There is nobody like Him. So all this that we need our protection, we have to turn to Allah, who is the, and actually Allah is the one that will save us from this wasawis. It's only Allah. And this wasawis, which are referred to as khannas. Khannas is that thief and crook that when he finds you unmindful, then he attacks you. Like usually they will come out at night when people are sleeping, or when a person is not alert, then they strike quickly. And the minute they find that somebody has found out, they move back. They go into hiding. They go where they cannot be seen. Just like that, it is the work of the governments and the kings who rule over the countries that they must provide protection to the people. And when that protection is there, the thieves can't do anything. And to protect our hearts from the shaitan who attacks and then moves back, there is one thing that we are taught is the zikr of Allah. As long as we are mindful of Allah Ta'ala, remembering Allah, by our words, by our actions, shaitan can't attack us. But when we are unmindful, when, for example, we make ourselves so unmindful, we go for holidays, which is a period of unmindfulness, where we like think we are free, etc. So we make ourselves, then shaitan attacks us more. And in holidays, like for example, we'll find our namazes are not in the masjid almost for sure. Our namazes are not with jamaat. There isn't that no concentration in that namaz. Shaitan is attacking us all the time. So we need this protection, and only Allah can give that protection. And then we go to the next stage again, which Allah explains in another ayat, لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. It's not the eyes that are blind, but it is the heart which is in the chest, that what is blind. So when we see all these things, the tarbiyat of Allah everywhere, and we see it happening from cause and effect from dunya. A person moves forward from there, that it's only Allah who does it. And He alone does it. He is the sole King. He is the sole controller. But now he realizes when the eyes of his heart open, what he sees with his eyes, I'm getting my food from my job, from my shop. But now the eyes of the heart open, my job doesn't feed me, my shop doesn't feed me, Allah alone feeds me. Now he sees Allah Ta'ala. Now he has moved away from the from seeing with his eyes to the seeing of his heart. And now reality has dawned upon him, now it's ilahin nas only, only Allah Ta'ala. Now he sees that Allah is the doer. And when that realization comes, he knows, nafa nuksan ka malik, siwai Allah ke aur koi nahi. All my benefit, harm is only in Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the controller of my life, my mind, my thoughts, everything. Nobody can harm me without the permission and command of Allah. Nobody can benefit me without the command and the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Now he turns to ilahin nas. That Allah alone is the doer of all these things. So in this way, man protects himself from all harms by going to from Rabbin Nas to Malikin Nas and then to Ilahin Nas. And he saves himself from these wasawis, which are the thieves and the crooks that want to destroy him. And they are those terrible crooks that they are just, they are all, we are unmindful, they are alert. And the minute they get a chance, we think just this little, I just was unaware little, and there they struck. and there they did their harm. Accidents happen just because of our unmindfulness. Little bit of ghaflat and big accidents take place. Little bit of ghaflat and we make wrong decisions in our lives. And we find destruction comes. So we need this protection or from the shaitan, that is a terrible thief that wants to destroy us. And that protection we can only get from Allah, who is Rabbun Nas. He is the one who, like parents, they not only want to see to the benefit of the children, but continuously warn them of harms also. Be careful, children can give you drugs and sweets also. Don't just go with any person who wants to give you a lift. Don't join that person. Be very careful. So parents warn them. So Allah is that Rabb who warns us also, who gave us great warnings that be careful of this, don't do that. Then the king is the one who, the kings are one great duty of governments and kings, are that they give protection to their subjects. To every citizen, they have to give them protection. Unfortunately, today we are living in a world where they themselves are the biggest crooks and they are totally corrupt. But otherwise, it is their duty to give. In the Islamic Khilafat, where if a non-Muslim, a zimmi, were to pay tax, and if he was robbed or there was crime, they would return all the taxes they had collected from him. That we failed in our duty, we are refunding. It was our duty to protect you. But you got robbed, crime came, we return all the taxes till today that we collected. So it is the duty of the kings. So Allah is Malikin Nas, He will protect us. There is nobody who is greater than Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala protects Ilahin Nas. The greatest thing He protects is our Iman. So we have to turn. So this Mu'awwadhitain are very, very great teachings for us in our lives. As we had mentioned, we repeat, we must read them every day after Fajr, after Maghrib, 3 times each with Bismillah. A great, great protection from this khannas, the shaitan, who comes and is a thief. He wants to harm us. May Allah Ta'ala let us recite it, understand the great beauty and the great ni'mat of Quran. Nothing in the world can be what Allah Ta'ala has given us in our deen. And let us appreciate it and practice upon it, inshallah.